Nolte, Joe Biden breaks promise to not raise taxes on anybody making less than $400,000. By John Nolte on March 18, 2021. As a candidate, his fraudulency Joe Biden pledged not to raise taxes on anybody making $400,000 or less. On Wednesday, the White House basically announced Biden had lied. Actually, the number is more like $200,000. Back in August, during an interview with far-left ABC News, Biden declaratively said, "I will raise taxes for anybody making over $400,000. So no new taxes for anyone under $400,000?" the interviewers asked. Biden responds, "No new taxes. There's no need for new taxes." Naturally, Biden was responding to a question about Trump warning people that Biden would raise their taxes, a warning that is now proving to be 100% accurate. My, my, what a difference an election makes. On Wednesday, Press Secretary Lyon Ginger informed the world what Biden really I meant was that he would raise taxes on pretty much everyone making $200,000. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Wednesday clarified that President Biden's proposed tax hike would apply to people who earn $200,000 per year if they are married to someone who makes the same amount. Psaki said at her daily press briefing that the proposed $400,000 threshold for tax increases applies to families rather than individuals. But his fraudulency said anybody, said he would not raise taxes on anybody making less than $400,000. He did not say families. He said anybody, which is singular, which includes those who are part of families. In fact, during his first major television interview this week, which was naturally done with George Stephanopoulos, a lifelong Democrat and Clinton loyalist, his fraudulency again repeated the anybody lie. Yes, anybody making more than $400,000 will see a small to a significant tax increase, he said. Then he added this, if you make less than $400,000, you won't see one single penny in additional federal tax. But then, within hours, Lyon Ginger has to clarify when his fraudulency says anybody he doesn't really mean anybody, and when his fraudulency says $400,000 he doesn't really mean $400,000. Listen, I could not care less if Biden soaks these rich assholes for every penny. While I personally have always believed that taxing the rich is morally wrong and terrible economics, now the rich are all voting Democrat, I'm all in favor of them getting exactly what they voted for. As long as my taxes are not raised and my Social Security and Medicare remain untouched, watching the wealthy get taxed and regulated to death by the Democrats they thought they could trust, will only make me smile. Go get 'em, Joe. Soak 'em dry. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.